We are committed to human capacity development in all its ramifications. And if that commitment is real and will be genuine, education must play a principal role. What I mean by that is that education must be of central focus and importance in our administration. We held a summit on education 60 days after our inauguration, in which we outlined the steps we must take to revamp the sector. And that led us into restructuring basic education as a first step. That means that we will now have three tiers of schools. We have the elementary schools, we have the middle school, we have the high school. Following that is the grant provided for running of the institutions at the basic education level. We geometrically increase the grant from 7 million per annum to 427 million naira per annum for elementary school. For secondary school, the increase was from 170 million to 424 million naira per annum. We equally improved on feeding system for our elementary pupils. By the way, pupils in elementary school are between the age of 6 and 9, what you call primary 1 to 4. So we believe at this age, children need good nutrition for normal mental and physical development. So we therefore ensure that they have vitamins, they have protein, and appropriate carbohydrates, which the administration provides free of charge. We are equally improving the infrastructure of education at that level. We are not just rehabilitating, we are rebuilding schools. We are rebuilding the elementary schools, we are rebuilding the middle schools, we are rebuilding the high schools. We notice that the uniforms being used by our pupils at all levels in the basic education sector are very shabby and unattractive. For the purpose of teaching our pupils smartly, as well as energizing the economy, the local economy, we introduce a set of uniforms that will use local fabric as well as give the pupils, our students at the level of basic education, smart look. The first set of uniforms was given free of charge. Of course, subsequently, their parents will be buying the uniforms, but because of the large scale of production, it is at an extremely reduced cost.
Some Nigerians have expressed concern that often governors are not particularly keen in accountability to their people, and such measures often taken are just window dressing to cover up what they call corruption activities. What is different in your administration?
The difference is that we are doing this in collaboration with the beneficiaries and financial institutions. And I will explain to you. Let's pick the school feeding system, for example. The school feeding system is predicated on involvement of private sector of the economy through a designated bank. Government is not even involved at all, other than setting the commitment of government through the banks. The banks who pretend the supply of meal to the pupils, and the bank charges the government. So with that, the issue of manipulation is removed. The government's role is in ensuring the quality of the meal and the level of hygiene of the vendors. Outside those two principal factors, every other thing, particularly the financials of it, are based on the market forces as well as the supporting financial institution. So where will there be any possibility of manipulation from the government. None. Uniform as well. The price of uniform before our intervention was double the price of the large-scale production, which again is facilitated by a manufacturer who is attracted to our state to establish a garment factory and produce. So the issue of any parochial or what we call corrupt interest is removed. And this we do consciously for transparency. So as far as we are concerned, human development is the major motivation. The other motivation is the need to give leadership to our society and state. Outside those two, we have no other interest. We want to serve our people diligently, conscientiously, ensuring for them freedom and good life. Outside those two interests, we have no other cause besides guaranteeing for our people a life safe for freedom and a good environment for good life.
What other measures in the classroom do you want to see that you think would improve the quality of education in Osun State?
We are improving the capacity of the teacher. A center for pedagogy is coming up to train new teachers and refresh knowledge, capacity, and the teaching method of teachers. And above all, we have just introduced a tool for learning that is a game changer. It is called Tablet of Knowledge in English, but the local parlance of Okwoimo. Same thing, but one is English, the other is the local dialect of Okwoimo, Tablet of Knowledge. The Tablet of Knowledge is an Android-based electronic platform with three segments. There's a segment for e-library, where you have 63 books covering all the subjects being taught in this state. Second segment is the test zone, where you have 40,000 questions and answers of the WAEC. WAEC is the West African Examination Council, which conducts final matriculation examination for students, as well as the Joint Admission Matriculation Board examination questions. That's what you have in the test zone. And routine tests for students. Then the third segment is the virtual learning zone, where students have audio interaction with their teachers. So these we have done to bring the school to the pupil at home or anywhere. Learning is now total in our state. We have 150 students in the high school, and each of them will have 150,000 students in our high schools, and each of them will have a piece of the electronic device with which they will follow up their studies in the school, at home, sitting, squatting, lying, or standing. And we believe with this, we have democratized education in such a way that your location in the state, your social or economic status in life, will have nothing to do with your access to the best education possible within our milieu. This we have done believing that education is the most powerful tool for human capacity development and good life.
Now, Mr. Governor, let me ask you this question. Who is qualified to benefit from this free tablet that your government is providing?
All students in our public high schools are qualified without discrimination.
With this input, what do you want to realize in the Osun State children? Now, do you think this will be an example to the rest of Nigerian state schools and perhaps the nation and the West Africa sub-region?
The focus is access, open, generous, democratic access to learning. That's it. So we believe that whoever is equally so motivated ought to equally provide such open access for learning. That's one. Two, we are with this tablet removing the digital divide, the iniquitous digital divide existing between the children of the third world. It's not only an African affair. In the third world, where access to digital technology is almost impossible. This serves as a solution to that divide. Students at that level and age who now practice on an Android-based tablet, and with that have introduction to information and communication technology, and only God knows what that will bring in terms of competence, skill, and capacity. So wherever there is the desire to have such benefits, we expect the tablet to be embraced. So it is not only a Nigerian affair. We believe the entire African continent will embrace this. And we are only looking forward to the whole world, because we are yet to find anything similar to what we have. The closest to this is the Akash of India. And there is a distinction between what we have and the Akash. The Akash laptop of India must use internet access to get the books, and it's only for books. It does not have a telephone, does not have a virtual classroom. Even at the library, at the e-library section, Akash does not come with preloaded textbooks. Akash will only link you to a virtual library through the internet. Your point, Montage of Knowledge, does not require any such medium for access to books. The books are preloaded, the questions are preloaded, the answers are preloaded, the virtual classroom and all the subjects and topics are all preloaded. So what we have here is an amazing tool for learning, which is available for whoever is interested. So as it is good for Oshun, so is it highly promising, beneficial, and good for basic education at the high school level worldwide.
Finally, Governor, let me ask you, what will be your message to the people of Oshun State?
Simple. The development of human capacity must be the greatest commitment of any responsible government. If the human capacity is developed, every other thing will fall in place. Human being is the most important factor in life. No effort is too much to ensure that the human being is fully supported to reach his optimal potential. Once that is done, every other avenue of development will definitely be achieved. That's our goal, that is mission, our vision. And with this, an enormous passion has developed, and we shall surely, by the grace of God, achieve that vision and mission. Thank you.